Hello and welcome to my hermitage. Each day we come together to break open the word, usually from the gospel that we shared at Mass, and to support one another as we continue to walk our spiritual way through Advent towards Christmas. Today is Tuesday of the first week of Advent, December 2nd, 2025, and the passage today comes from the Gospel of Luke. Jesus rejoiced in the Holy Spirit and said, "I give you praise, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike." It is rare in the Gospels that we see Jesus explicitly rejoicing. We often hear of his compassion, his sorrow, his righteous anger. But here, in a moment of radiant intimacy with the Father, Jesus rejoiced in the Holy Spirit. The joy of Christ flows from the deep communion of the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, moving together in perfect love. And what prompts that joy is not the triumph of the power, not the success of the learned, but the openness of the childlike. At this moment, Jesus sees clearly that the mystery of God's kingdom, his mercy, his nearness, his saving love cannot be grasped by intellect alone. The wise and the learned of the world, those confident in their systems and theories, are too full of themselves to be filled by grace. But the childlike, the one whose hearts are simple, trusting, and open, receive revelation as pure gift. This is not a rejection of knowledge or learning. Rather, it is a revelation of how true wisdom comes. Divine truth is not a prize earned by the clever. It is a grace received by the humble. The proud mind tries to take hold of God, but the childlike heart lets God take hold of them. We might think of Mary, the handmaid of the Lord, who listened and believed, or the shepherds who hurried to Bethlehem not with credentials, but with wonder. These are the ones to whom the kingdom is revealed. Their hearts, uncluttered by self-importance, are fertile soil for divine joy. Advent is a season of unlearning the noise of adulthood, of returning in spirit to that childlike gaze that marvels at light, that listens for promise, and waits with trust. The world around us often rewards control and achievement, but the gospel invites us to wonder and receive. Jesus rejoices because in such hearts the Father is made known. Let us ask for the grace to become small again, to set aside the need to explain everything, to master everything, and instead to rest in awe before the mystery of Emmanuel, God with us. When we do, we may find the same joy that filled the heart of Christ, the joy of those who see the world not as something to conquer, but as a gift to receive. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, teach me to rejoice with you in the Holy Spirit. Fill my heart, free my heart from pride and complexity, and make me simple enough to see your Father's hand at work in all things. Amen. If you found a blessing in these words today, I invite you to share them with family and friends, and perhaps invite them to join us each day in my hermitage, where we break open the word and support one another in our walk towards our own heavenly Jerusalem. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.